Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today...
I'm Jessica Farley. I'm the Health Promotion Supervisor for Tow River Health District, which incorporates the Avery County Health Department.
It's an exciting time for the Avery County Health Department. We've gotten together a few times earlier for Mitchell and Yancey County to have their open house. So this afternoon is the Avery County open house.
Yes, sir. We're very excited about this event. It's our last open house throughout the Tow River Health District. Like you said, we have had Mitchell and Yancey's, and they were very successful. And we have no doubt that Avery's will be just as successful as those.
So what's some of the reasons? Why are you having these open houses, and why are you having one at Avery?
Well, we are having the open houses because we're bringing back our primary care clinic, and we're offering some new services. Actually, the exciting thing about Avery is they are equipping a mobile unit, mm-hmm. which is a transportation van donated by the county, and we can actually go to the people who are home-based or cannot come to us.
Oh, really? Well, that's mm-hmm. great.
Yeah, so that's exciting for Avery County. We're hoping to do that in Mitchell and Yancey, working with the county to do that. Avery's the first one that we've had the van donated, and so we're working on that and getting the word out about that. As well as we've hired a new provider. Her name is Jamie, and she absolutely loves her job and what she does and is excited for some of the services that we can offer. Those include DOT physicals. We are hoping to do some drug testing and lots of other MAT trainings for the drug abuse community. Mm-hmm. So it's an exciting time for the health department. We're expanding out, and we just want to meet and greet our people and let them know what we're all about.
What made you decide to bring back the services or offer some new ones?
Well, actually, the people. We do a community health assessment, and we have people call on a daily basis asking if we can do primary care and not just the sick visits and do more of the chronic disease management. So we've listened to our people since we have dropped those services, and we just want to bring it back in hopes that those people will find adequate health care that they need that fits their personality and fits their needs.
Who can access these services?
Well, Bruce, that's the glory of it, is anybody. Now that the health department can bill insurance and takes Medicaid, Medicare, and Health Check, Health Choice, and then, our private insurances, and then we have a sliding fee scale for those who are not insured. Really, we can serve anybody in the county or out of the county.
Yeah. And that's probably one of the reasons why folks should come check out the open house. It's an opportunity to find out not only really about the new services, but I'm sure there's folks that don't realize the old services, the current services.
Right, and you're exactly right. You know, we get that question all the time. What exactly do you do? And we really function like a healthcare office, like your doctor's office. We can even offer a little bit more as far as like environmental health, state supply immunizations for children. We can do child health exams. We can do adult exams. We can offer family planning and BSEP, which is a breast and cervical cancer program. We can do lab work, outpatient lab work that you would probably think about going to the hospital for. And all that, we can bill your insurance or do the sliding fee scale. So, yes, there's a lot of things out there. Public health reaches everybody and touches everybody in the county, whether you're a visitor or whether you're a resident.
And it really does literally affect everybody, no matter mm-hmm. why, because a lot of people don't realize public health, what that actually involves.
Right. Public health is a very rewarding career. I love it. I love being in the communities that we serve. I live in Mitchell, but I treat Avery and Yancey just as if they're my family, too, because we're so interconnected with our schools, our sports, our services, some of the agencies that we share. It's really a rewarding career.
So what's the most rewarding aspect for you?
Probably just getting out in the community. You know, we go into the schools and we give the shots. We go to the senior center. We have a very diverse population that we serve. It's not just we see kids or we just see elderly or we just see adults or parents. I really love being out in the community, getting to meet people, telling them what we're all about, and actually helping them. That's the most rewarding thing. If you see a family in need or if you see a family needing health care or struggling, trying to find those resources, being the face of resource for the community is the most rewarding part for me.
So as far as community members are concerned, when they're having a health problem or not, you know, when they need to find out information, what advice do you give them?
Call us. All we can say is, no, we can't provide that, or yes, we can, or maybe if we can't provide it, we can find somebody who can help you. So don't be afraid to reach out to us. Contact. We have an email. We have a website. We have Facebook. We have Instagram, and we have a telephone. So I think we've tried to hit all avenues of whatever people is most comfortable with as far as communication to just reach out to us and don't be afraid because we have some wonderful staff and they're in the field to want to help you too. They're not in it for the paycheck.
Which is one of the nice advantages of having the open house. You can meet the folks that are the first one you'll see when you get there and the providers and everything. Become a little familiar with it. You'll be less anxious about making a trip over.
Right. And we do. We have some wonderful door prizes. We have food. We have kids events, so we've really, really encouraged you, and we're very excited to see anybody who wants to join us for the event.
Now, you're doing first 30 families get a Subway gift card again?
We are. The first 30 in the door get a gift card for their family to have a meal on us. Mm-hmm. And then, as they want to mingle and take a tour of our health department, they can get some snacks and something to drink and then wait around for door prizes, or they can just register and leave because you don't have to be present to win some of the door prizes.
Okay.
And then also they can drop their kids off at the kids activity.
Okay.
And we'll be more than glad to entertain them for a while with slime and face painting and sidewalk chalk if the weather permits.
Yeah, and everybody loves the slime. That's
yep.
the big thing now.
It is.
So, again, this is the open house at the Avery Health Department. Where is it located?
It is located at 545 Schultz Circle. It's right behind the CVS in Newland. So if you come to the main intersection, you'll see Valero on your right. You can actually take that right and then turn into CVS, and it's set right back behind there in a tan and hunter green building, and it says Health Department across the top.
So once again, the open house at the Avery County Health Department, 545 Schultz Circle in Newland, is this afternoon, beginning at 4 and continuing until 6 o'clock. Thank you to Jessica Farley of the Two River Health District for visiting with us today, and thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.